Praise the Lord, saints. Our message today comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 21, verses 18 through 21. That is the book of Matthew, 21st chapter, verses 18 through 21. And it reads as follows. Now in the morning, as he, Jesus, returned to the city, he hungered. And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing thereon, but leaves only, and said unto it, Let no fruit grow on thee henceforth forever. And presently the fig tree withered away. Verse 20. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, How soon is the fig tree withered away? Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this, which is done to the fig tree, but also if you shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed and be cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. I want to speak today on the topic, what's holding you back? Amen. What's holding you back? Jesus spoke to his disciples on many occasions. Everything that Jesus did was a teachable moment. Verses 18 and 19 states that Jesus came upon a fig tree that bared no fruit. He spoke to the tree and stated that no fruit will ever grow on that tree. The tree withered away. Any tree that bears no fruit is useless. This fig tree was an example. The tree was created to produce fruit. It was given the ability to bear fruit by God. Once the tree failed to produce fruit, it no longer fulfilled its purpose and became worthless. Now this relates to us in several ways. We were created by God, and God gave each of us the ability to bear fruit or to produce whatever he created us to produce. All of us have unique talents given by God. Here are some examples. Doctors, teachers, attorneys, ministers, singers, business owners, etc. God gave each of these people I just gave examples of the ability to succeed in their area of expertise. These people decided to get training and education to be their very best in their chosen field of talent. They have used their talent and are successful. They are producing fruit and are helping others in the process. Verse 20 states the following. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, How soon is the fig tree withered away? The disciples found it amazing that something meant to bear fruit could wither away once it stopped producing. It happened right in front of their eyes. Verse 21 states the following. Jesus answered unto them, Verily I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this, which is done to the fig tree, but also if you shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. The doctors, teachers, attorneys, ministers, singers, business owners, etc., believed that they could become what they are today. They had faith that they would succeed, and even though they had doubts from time to time, they never strayed from their goal. I am sure that they prayed to God on many occasions as well. Prayer plus faith equals results. Now, let's look at this another way. There are teachers, doctors, attorneys, ministers, singers, business owners, etc., who have the God-given talent for it. But they never spend a day doing these things. For whatever reason, they used excuses for not doing it. Pardon me. Some of the excuses are as follow. Number one, I do not want to go to school that long. This is especially true for doctors and attorneys because you have to go to school for a lengthy amount of time to learn your craft. A lot of people will not do that, so thus they will not become doctors or attorneys. Number two, I don't have the money to do it. Well, that goes back to the first one about school. You may not have the money to do it, but there are loans available that will help you. You can also apply for grants. You can also borrow money from the bank. If this is something you really, really want to achieve, being whatever your goal is, whether it be doctor, teacher, attorney, minister, singer, business owner, etc., it will take some financing, but you got to be willing to step out on faith regarding money. The third thing that people use as excuse is, I am not qualified. Well, I just explained to you that God gave you the gifts, the ability to do these particular jobs. So you're more than qualified. I'm sure that there's people in your walk of life who are telling you, oh, you can't do this, or blah, blah, blah. But don't listen to them. They're idiots. God gave you the ability to do it, so go do it. Number four, I don't want to work long hours. Well, I can't relate to that because I've always worked long hours. But there are some people who will use that as an excuse as to why they don't want to become whatever they want or should be become. And here's the thing. If it's a job that you'd like to do and you enjoy doing it, the long hours won't seem long at all. You can't wait to get to work. It all depends on if you're doing something you really like to do. Number five, I don't want to sit behind a desk all day. Okay, so what do you want to do? Not sit behind a desk all day? And if so, what are you going to do? That's a question that only you can answer. Number six, I am not good enough. Well, that goes totally contrary to the scripture. God, who wants you to prosper, who tells you that you are more important than flowers and birds of the field in Matthew. So you're good enough. Any thought that you aren't thoughts of God, but they're just bad thoughts. Get rid of them. They're doing you no good. Number seven, I do not have everything in place yet. Well, if God called you to be a doctor, he's already set the path for you. Everything's already in place. You have to take the first step, and you have to trust God in the process. Number eight, I am too old or too young. Okay, well, I don't know about all that, because many people have gone back to get their degrees that were in their 60s, 70s, or 80s. And are you too young? I know a certain gentleman that started a construction company at the age of 25. So he's not too young. And no one's too old. That's all in your head. Now, I can only speak for myself and give you an example from my own life regarding these excuses. I was always wanted to be an attorney when I was a child. It's something I really desired. I made many excuses as to why I'm not cut out to be an attorney. I used every excuse that I mentioned a minute ago to keep me from doing it. I even added a few more excuses, like I was not in the right environment to succeed as a child, or I couldn't concentrate in school to get good grades due to my home situation. Oh, woe is me. As a result, I am not an attorney. People are using excuses as the reason why they are not doing what they have desired to do. They prayed to God for help repeatedly. They look to God for the answer as to why they are being held back, when in fact, they are holding back themselves. Saints, God has already given all of us the ability to succeed. It is in our spiritual DNA. We are holding ourselves back by thinking or overthinking in reference to our careers. When we do not produce because of our excuses, then we are like that fig tree. We are withering away and unable to succeed due to our lack of faith and our many, many excuses. We are unproductive like the fig tree, and we are the sole reason why. It is easy to rely on excuses as a reason not to try harder or to give up on our dreams. No one is exempt from excuses. Let me give you a recent example in my life that shows that no one is perfect, especially me. When I want a word to preach from God, I ask Him during my quiet time. God will give me a word to preach. I write down what He says and then deliver the word. Simple, right? Prior to this particular sermon, I was getting no response from God regarding a new word. I came down hard on myself thinking that I had offended God or there was some other reason. I repented to God and said, if I've done something wrong, let me know. Finally, God spoke to me and told me that He had called me to preach His word. When He chose me to do that, He had already given me the tools to succeed. I asked God what He meant, and He told me that He had placed His word inside of me. All I had to do was listen and to what was being placed on my mind. At this point, He said that I should know that the words that I'm hearing are from Him. I was so convicted. What if I had decided that since I had no word from Him, that I was no longer going to be a minister and would have stopped? This is proof that no one is exempt from making excuses or from holding themselves back. Remember, John 10:10, which states, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But God said, I have come that you may have life and have that life more abundantly. The enemy wants to steal your dream, kill your desire, and destroy any hope that you have regarding your dream. Now, verse 21 of our scripture, or verse 22 rather, states, and all things, whatever you shall pray for, believing, you shall receive. We have asked God to help us when God already has our backs. He just wants us to try. He mentioned the importance to us of believing. If you believe, you shall receive. God has heard every prayer that we said and is waiting for us to step out on faith. So, what's holding you back? Well, nothing. Absolutely nothing. Amen? Amen. Let us pray. Dear Lord, in the name of Jesus we come. Thank you for this word. Thank you, Father, for your instruction, your correction, your love for us. Thank you for your mercy, your grace, and your patience. Father, help us not to use excuses to keep us doing what we are supposed to be doing. Help us to understand, Lord, that you've already equipped us with the tools necessary to succeed, that we need to step out on faith. Father, I pray, Lord, that this word will touch many, and may you be glorified in it, O Lord. I pray, Lord, that whoever hears it will understand it and move forward in their lives without any more excuses. Father, I ask that so strongly, Father, because there are a lot of people out here who are making excuses that is stopping them from doing what they need to do or want to do. Father, may this word go forth throughout the land. May you be glorified. Thank you for using me to do it, Lord. Father, I thank you. And we all repent, Father, for the times we've made excuses when there really wasn't none. And we repent for holding ourselves back, Lord. Help us to be better. Help us to move forward, Lord. You got our back. Father, we thank you, and we ask it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen.